the Gemara says by Parm Silka, if you're slicing beets, so that's, Toysa said, speaking about that he's cutting it into small slices, and that's tchina. And maybe that's why the Rav said that Toysa says silka, beets, because beets are something that are not eaten raw, that they have to be cooked afterwards. And the halacha of tchina is always a hechsher for the afia. The Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Ches says mechatech is a yerek dak dak de levashlo. So it's mashma the Rav said from the Rambam that it's because he means this as a hachana for something else. But if he hadn't intended, namely to ultimately cook it, had he intended to eat it immediately, that would not be included in the Issa Tchila by Oichlin. Because again, the Tchila is part of Sidur Depas, and it's grinding the wheat in order to ultimately do the Lisha and so on, and all the other Malachas ultimately for the production and the baking of the bread. However, the Rambam itself, you know, that is a chiddush, that it should be that tchina is only if the definition of tchina, if it's is a hechsher for preparatory for the next thing. The Rashba permits, it's in Tshuvas Rashba, permits tchina of ochlim if it's lechol la'alta. And this is a chiddush, because you only find usually the alta, that if you can eat it immediately, that's a heta by boira, because that's considered derech achila. But tchina is never considered derech achila. It's always just a preparatory for the next step. And even though tchina is always done with a kli, it's only by Breira that Kli is also, because by Breira, if he's Breira, but Kli, that's considered Merakeid. And Merakeid is never Derech Achila. But if he's Toichin, whether it's Kli or Biyad, that's always considered Toichin. It's only by Boira that Yad is different, because that's Derech Achila. However, the Rashba holds, compared apparently Tchina to Breira, and he held that there's a chilik between even Biyad or Bekli. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Shivchav Aleph, the Mechaba is Makter Tchinas Bosor, because a behemoth is not considered gedulei karka, and therefore the Mechaba holds, this is based on the Trumas Hadeshen, that holds that that it's only by gedulei karka, and bosor is not gedulei karka. This Trumas Hadeshen itself, the Rav pointed, is a chiddush, because it's against Rashi, because Rashi says by the seven chatos that you bechayim by making a chavis, that, and one of them is because toichin chagovim, ragovim, in other words, that you're grinding the clumps of dirt ultimately to make the chavis. So you see, it's not only by gedulei karka, and the Rambam is also like that, because the Rambam says that tchinas matchis is also. So you see that's also also. In Shulchan Aruch itself, the Rav asked, there's a stira, because in that halacha that the Mechaber is Mater Tchinas Bosor Besakin, based on this Trumas Hadeshen, the Goyim quotes it also, that Tchinas is only by Gedulei Karka. However, in the next Sif, the Mechaber says that on a grater, it's us to grind cheese, Gvina, even though, why don't you have the heter of that it's not Gedulei Karka. Two sifrim, one after the other, it's a stira. Unless we say that you need both, it has to be that it's not Gedulei Karka, and it's done biyad. So if it's done with a grader, that's not that would be usur.